a little reminder. If you do something illegal, don't call attention to yourself.
According to the police.
It's a setting the bar story.
Yeah.
If you can manage to make it through the day without shining a laser at police when they're looking for you, you're doing okay.
Wow. Wow. It does make it easier for them, though, if they need to speak with you.
I mean, they're literally already looking for you. You're like, deet, 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 deet.
What is happening? Like, what in the world?
Congrats, Hoosiers. So, police there in Columbus, Indiana, received some reports last week about someone shining a laser at planes near a small municipal airport. That's a no-no. But
are these kids, like, playing around with
We'll get to it. So, this police officer was driving out to the airport to see if he could figure out who was doing it. No luck at first until the same police officer was driving around 20 minutes later when Christopher decided he was going to shine the laser directly at the cop's patrol car.
How old is Christopher?
He's 49.
49?
Yep.
Oh, he is old enough to know better.
Yeah, Christopher got pulled over. They found the incriminating lasers in his car, also found some drugs and some other stuff that they wound up arresting him for. So,
all righty then. So that might have influenced his behavior choices.
I don't know.
I'm guessing. Because what in the why? Why, sir?
You know, maybe it was one of those things where he was just having fun and then he was like, whoop.
They're like, not cats. Like, why are we doing that?
Didn't know that it was a police cruiser that he was shining it at until it got closer. And he was like, oh, no.
But he didn't think it was bad to, like, shine them at planes. Like, let's not. I don't know how. I'm guessing they're pretty powerful lasers.
So
if it was a nuisance.
Well, yeah. That's a no-no.
At the airport.
Yeah. Okay. That's a no-no. So, again, setting the bar.
Mm-hmm.
If you can manage to make it through the day without shining a laser at police when literally they're looking for you.
For doing that.
Then you're doing okay.
Wow. Yep, Christopher. But thanks for making it easier for them to crack the case.
Yeah, you sure did. All right, that is your Set of the Bar story.